Okay, the final thing I want to do with you in this in this session on religion is to look at two essays which look like they might be very different, but are actually quite similar. So it's kind of the inverse of what we were doing with the previous image. So you've got two questions here. Catholicism was only a threat when it had from support, discuss, and how serious was the Catholic threat to Elizabeth? Well, let's have a look at the first question. Well, there are really a good tip for you to retain in the back of your mind, whether you're doing America, whether you're doing Tudors, whether you're doing Russia. If you look at a question you think, I'm not quite sure, try rephrasing it, and that'll help you to unlock it. I'm going to do that for you now. I'm going to model that for you now. Catholicism was only a threat when it had foreign support. I.e., what this is saying to me is, before it had foreign support, it wasn't a threat, and when it did have foreign support, it was a threat. So there's two variables there. I've actually pulled it into three paragraphs. Okay? And you'll see why. So, I'm going to say that the question is correct. In my introduction, I'm going to expose my argument, and you'll see both points written down there. It's not a threat pre-1568, and it is a threat post-1568. We'll talk about the significance of that date. Before this period, the key idea is John Bossy's argument of survivalism. And I'm going to briefly just recap that for you. If you are a Catholic in 1558, there's no way that you can know that Elizabeth is going to live for 45 years and set up a religious settlement that is still in use in 2020. There's no way that you can know that. Moreover, actually, just to put it aside, as Eamon Duffy has shown in Stripping of the Altars, actually, you're part of not a minority, but a small majority. Yeah? The Mary's Counter-Reformation, if you remember from your sources work, has been very effective. Yeah? So what Catholics are trying to do in this period is survive. As we move through the decade, an issue starts to develop of the Catholic priests dying off and not being replaced. And that's why you get the Dowie Abbey movement from northern France, training English priests. The point is, those guys do not challenge Elizabeth's right to the throne. So this question is absolutely correct in saying that before 1568, they're just trying to survive. The greatest challenge comes from the Catholic bishops in the House of Lords, where they resign en masse because of the Act of Supremacy. It's only the magnificent Kitchen of Llandaff who decides, no, actually, he'd quite like to keep his job. All right? So, a mass resignation of Catholic bishops was actually exactly what Elizabeth wanted. So here's the thing. Between 1568 and 1570, two things happen from outside England that make Catholicism a much greater threat. The first is the arrival from Scotland of the heir to the throne and diehard Catholic, Mary Queen of Scots. Suddenly, Elizabeth's decision to not marry is a real problem. If you think back to your work on Parliament and the succession, you begin to understand what William Cecil and others were tearing their hair out about this. It is noticeable that after 1568, after Mary Queen of Scots comes to England, she spends most of the time in Fotheringay Castle in the north of England, although she's moved around. There were 13 assassination attempts and 4 major rebellions. Okay? Again and again and again and again. It is the arrival of a foreign queen who just happens to be the heir to the throne that energises the Catholic threat. The question is clearly valid. But something even more serious happens. In 1570, there is a papal bull that excommunicates Elizabeth. This leads to the Spanish War, in part triggered by the execution of Mary, Queen of Scots in 1586, with the Irish Rebellion. Now, I've put that in because here's a really good point. The Irish Rebellion is something you're comfortable with for Unit 4, isn't it? Yeah? But you can definitely use it here. It overlaps. Yeah? And if you look at the costings, it's the Irish Rebellion that really hurts the Elizabethan Exchequer. And where before you had Dowie priests, now you've got Jesuits like Edward Campion. Let's be clear, and it doesn't get said enough, the Armada was lucky for Elizabeth. It is extraordinarily fortunate for her that Palmer's troops are not landed into the southeast of England. And had they been so, almost certainly she would have ended up being executed. So, just because we know the Armada is a defeat, just because we know that Ireland will eventually get sorted out, it doesn't mean that this is not a serious threat. Can you see how survivalism evolves into a direct threat, not just to the religious settlement, but to the monarch herself? So, there's a plan for that essay. But let's have a look at essay B. How serious was the Catholic threat? Well, here, it looks quite a different essay, doesn't it? This one's talking about foreign support. This one's not talking about it at all. But actually, you're going to use the same arguments in a slightly different way. In the introduction, you can talk about, in the period up to 1568, it was a potential threat, and thereafter it was an actual threat. And you'd pull in here all the same stuff. Look, it's not serious early on. It's survivalism, it's Dowie priests, it's the House of Lords. Yeah? And I'm sure you can chuck in Kitchen of Llandaff if it makes you happy. Here, you can then say, look, it evolves. It becomes much more serious because of Mary, Queen of Scots. Assassination attempts, rebellions, and I'd probably put Jesuits in there as well. But the greatest threat comes after the excommunication. Invasion attempt, Irish rebellion. I think you want to make sure, if you're writing on religion, you are secure on the Irish rebellion. Okay? So let's just have a look at these 4 essays we've got positioned together. 2 that look very similar, but are very different on the religious settlement, and 2 that look quite different, although they're both on the Catholic threat, but are actually really probably quite similar. What do we conclude from this? Planning, planning, planning. And that is all I really want to say on this. Thank you very much.